I gotta get my fit right. School is about to start. I need to summon Millennials Anonymous DTLR Villa Fairy now.
You ring? Yes, I was having a party with the other fairies and you kind of interrupted me. What is it?
It's back to school. It is that time of the year. Every time of the year, you know what it is. I need clothes now. Look at me.
Yeah, you right. You called me too late, but we gonna make it work now.
All right, we gotta do this. Like, what? How am I gonna do it? I don't have a ton.
Let the Millennials Anonymous DTLR Villa Fairy help you out. Yes, DTLR Villa Kids Back to School Apparel is up to 50% off. So you wanna go and shop now. And you know, back to school is right around the corner, so we gotta get all the latest trends, and they have them, okay? Like, when I tell you they got Kappa, they have Nike, we can get you looking
yes,
right.
I gotta get my super extra large 5X tee and my low-rise ash wash denim
what?
Jean.
What? No. I mean, what is this, 2000? No. Like, we need to go. We need to go now.
Don't do me like that. Everything comes back to style.
Some things don't. But we gotta go. Like, it's an emergency.
Oh, yeah, you're right. School is right around the corner.
No, Millennials Anonymous is on. So, we gotta go.
Millennial what?
My name is Lisa, and I'm a fucking millennial.
I did not.
Because with Pharrell, we made it out some shit. Pharrell. Yeah, you know we run the world, right?
Saying in Tennessee, I know it's in Texas.
Just want y'all to know that.
That don't even sound right. That don't even sound like me. Mm-mm.
You are fake news.
The views, thoughts, and opinions expressed are the individual guest's own and do not represent the views, thoughts, and opinions of Millennials Anonymous or MAPS Media. The material and information presented here is for entertainment purposes only and not meant to malign any person, place, thing, or group. MAPS Media's name and all forms and abbreviation are the property of its owner, and its use does not imply endorsement or opposition of any specific organization, product, or service. This is purely entertainment, folks. Now let's get it. Hey, everybody. Welcome back to a brand new episode of Millennials Anonymous Magic Mike. And my name is Lee Swinney, and I am with my shirtless co-host.
Dustin, hey.
Why are you naked?
Hey, you know what I mean?
Him and Deshaun Watson.
Trying to get ready for my show after this show.
Okay. Well, since we started talking about him, because I was about to go in on Robert Griffin III, and you cleared that up for me. Because I thought Robert Griffin III was actually defending Deshaun Watson when I saw the tweet, because I thought it was like, oh, it doesn't match the crime, like the NFL was too tough on him, because I know he got suspended for his 11 games and $5 million fine.
So far he is agreeing to, because at first it was only 6 games with $300,000.
Okay, fine. Yeah, that I knew, but I'm just saying now it's 11.
Yeah, I think he agreed, and I think in the NFL is came to that number. So
and far. You've learned nothing from that shit. So you came here naked.
First thing, everybody, I'm not naked. So I don't know where she is naked. I got pants on and socks.
What man walks around with no shoes on? Just random.
Hey, once you start getting my age, you gotta be comfortable. Take okay. care of your body. Well,
you've learned nothing. But I really thought that Robert Griffin Jr. III, which I don't know, I don't agree with him a lot. Like, he don't fit with my spirit. It's just something about him. And I know he was on the Ravens, but he don't sit right with my spirit. And I can't quite put my finger on it, because he smiles a lot, you know? But I can't.
And I'm not going to go into it right now. But it's just, it's something about him that it's just like, it doesn't sit right with my spirit. But let's move past that. But another thing that we were talking about is with employment, right? So I'm starting this new venture. I don't want to say what it is yet, because like, I don't know how long I'm going to be there. There's no point in telling you about something, and then it was like, oh, well, I'm not doing that anymore. Like, it don't make sense. But I'm starting something new, and I hate being the new person. One, because you don't know shit. And, you know, as soon as you walk in, the people fucking hate you because it's like, oh, this bitch gonna be asking me all these fucking questions. And now this bitch gotta be my shadow and follow me around. And she ain't gonna know nothing. Like, I don't like being a new person. Do you like being a new person?
I mean, yeah, if I got the job. I just never like being a person training a new person. Because then I gotta realize, like, if I'm doing the job the right way, I don't want to teach the person.
I don't like being a new person. I like being a person that's been there. I don't mind training. See, and that's for me. I don't mind training people. Like, I prefer to train a person because then you get them to do the work. Like, oh, do that shit over there. Okay. Mm-hmm. I was just watching them do that. So you don't have to do shit.
You have to make sure you're doing it correct way. You can't train somebody doing it the wrong
way. Oh, I always do my job the correct way.
I do my job.
I always do. I do the right way all the time. But I was also talking about a probation, because like in the situation I'm in, it's a little wonky. Like, I've never quite experienced anything like this. And so that got me to thinking, like, how long probationary period should be. And because people are leaving jobs and stuff now, nobody stays at jobs long term anymore. I think I was just before y'all, like, back in the day, people always would get on me, but I think I was just ahead of my time. I was a pioneer before it was a thing. I was just a pioneer of job hopping. Yep, that's what I was. But I will say that 6 months to a year is the sweet spot for being proficient at your job. Now, you will be the worst employee ever. So whoever's employer is, I'm just saying, he said he need a couple more years to become proficient, because he said it take about 6-7 years to be good at your job. Like, you don't need to be doing it. If it take you 6 years to do it, you don't need to be doing it.
I said 5 years, you master the job.
Okay.
Yeah, 5 years, you master. 6 years
proficient.
6 years, you can do. You should be able to do it by yourself.
6 months, you mean?
I mean, yeah, 6 months. You see, that way you got. I mess up on the.
Six thing. Months, you should be able. Yeah. After a month, you should be able to do the job on your own.
Yeah, but yeah. I mean, you might not be
great. You're not going to know all the scenarios. You're not going to know all the ins and outs and odds and ends. But you should be able to not have the motherfucker sitting next to you no more.
Yeah.
They should be able to take you off the bus at this point. You should be able to walk home.
I mean, yeah. I mean, you still probably going to still make calls.
You're probably going to ask questions, but you should be able to do it.
Yeah.
That's why I was saying, like, I don't think 3 months is a long enough probationary period. I think it should be like 6 months. I think 6 months is, you know, whether or not you got a good ass employee. By 6 months, I mean, you could probably start figuring that out around 3 months if the person start coming in late and stuff. But you can fake the phone for, like you said, for like a month. Like, you could really fake that shit out for a month. Like, if you don't know what the fuck you're doing, you can get away with a month or two.
Oh, yeah. I mean,
maybe even three, because you might not find them mistakes for a minute.
Should you just toss the person right in the water?
Like, no, because then everybody's going to be terrible at the job.
Like, train them for like a week and then say, hey, you out on your own.
No, because then you're going to have a bunch of fuck-ups. And that's not
fair. So how long do you train somebody?
Like I said, I think it should be off and on for 6 months. I think you should continue training for 6 months. So after the first, you get your basic training, a month, however long that takes, and then you should continue to train them, because it's going to be a lot of things that you don't know. And I don't think employers do that. I don't think they give a fuck. Like, look at what Rick Ross did. He owned all them Wingstops. Boss. Huh.
Lemon peppers.
Lemon pepper wings. Lemon pepper chicken.
Actually, the lemon pepper is not good, Rick Ross. I don't know why you said it. You
had my cousin said that.
You had me go out there and bow and everything.
I actually like lemon pepper wings. I think the seasoning is good. Like, you ever try lemon pepper on fish? That tastes really good.
Not the one at Wingstop.
Oh, I never had that.
I had to go to Wingstop and get it.
You know. I never had that. But
they said listen to a big guy and he didn't well the right way.
Pause. First of all, you don't listen to a fat person about food because we eat everything. So you might not want to listen to us because it's not a lot we not eating. I'm just saying.
That must have been the skinny one. Alfie Rick Ross.
You listen to the skinny Rick Ross because that's like when people be saying you don't listen to a skinny cook. But I'm like, they're a little bit more particular about their food. Whereas if I eat everything. Like there's very little things that I don't eat. So that's why I'm like
everything.
I don't eat everything, but I eat most things. Like I eat things that you won't eat. Like I can eat diet or not diet, and it's like, oh, it tastes fine. I don't taste the difference.
It's all about taste, man.
And see, me, I'm fat. I just like food, so I just be eating.
That's not true. Cause I don't see fat people like, let me get this salad with no dressing. It don't have no taste to it, but I'm gonna eat it.
That is true. That is true. So, but they say that Rick Ross actually did take accountability. He came out today in Yahoo for his Wingstop violations. And they actually wrote the biggest boss in Yahoo. So I don't know who wrote this. This is Rick Ross, a.k.a. the biggest boss. So they spelled it B-A-W-S-E. Okay. I don't know who wrote it, but big ups to you. And it says that Rick Ross has decided to take accountability for the multiple violations that five of his Mississippi, this ain't one, it's five Mississippi Wingstops, see, a pattern, received. He's ordered to pay $100,000 in fines by the Department of Labor Wage and Hour Division. They're saying that there were mishaps within his business in a now deleted video that I guess he had on. He addressed it on Wednesday. I guess his attorney said, take that shit down. And he said, I want to take time to address something. When you're running a business, there will be mistakes. But as the biggest boss, you don't make the same mistake twice. You see, taking accountability. How you even say that? How you talk? Taking accountability. Huh. I don't know. I don't know how he was saying it's big when you the biggest. And remember, the most successful people don't take stumbling as a setback, but actually stepping a stone to greater things. You heard me? Let's be great. Oh, see? You like my Rick Ross impression.
Mm-hmm. Right.
You really don't, but it's okay. So basically what they were doing, it was unethical practices where... And some of these children, these people were like 15 years old. They were making them, they were not paying them minimum wage, below minimum wage. And if something happened, they would take it out of their check. Like they were making them.
Like if you drop the plate.
Yeah, they were taking it out of their check. They were paying them way under the standard rate of the wages they were supposed to be getting. So it was saying that the average hourly rates fell below $7.25.
Below that, man.
Yeah, because they were deductions for employee safety training. So they were teaching them about safety, but they was deducting that. Background checks, they were deducting that. They were illegally decreasing the rate of pay in the weeks when workers earned overtime. So if they saw you work 5 hours overtime, they was like, delete.
So wait a minute. You trying to say this company, he was charging people. You had to pay for your own training?
Yeah. Yeah. And then they also discovered on June 2021 that a 15-year-old employee had worked past 10 p.m. several times, which is in direct violation of the Child Labor Work Rules of the Fair Labor Standards Act, because a person who is between the ages of 14 and 15 cannot work after 7 p.m.
I did not know that. I guess he didn't know
that. Boss. Yeah. He didn't know that. He was too busy being the biggest boss to know that
you can't. Well, actually, he was the owner, so I mean...
That, you gotta take accountability. No, you I are mean, the owner.
Yeah. I guess he didn't know in the managers.
This is the problem. So when you have people who are supposedly wanted, capitalism is so wonky. Like once you get money, most people don't treat people right. They just don't. Like they just try to find ways to continue to make money, and that's the problem. And it's just a pattern. I think that's, you see that in politics too. Like when the politicians tend to grow and get more popular and they get more money and they've been in there for a long time, you start to see they care less and less about the people that they actually serve. And I think that's kind of what happened with the GOP. Like I think they had to embrace Trump. Trump had to exist in the GOP because a lot of people are saying, how did Donald Trump come in and take over in an entire party that he said he would do? Like in was it 96? He said, if I ran as a president, I would run as a Republican because they're stupid. I think the reason why he was able to do that is because they needed Trump. There's a disconnect in between Republicans, these conservative Republicans that have a lot of money and, you know, they've gone to these schools or they own a business, and the lower working class people. I think there's a disconnect. And although Donald Trump, which is baffling, he doesn't fit that mold. He's grew up in a silver spoon in his mouth his entire life. He went to the best schools, even though it doesn't sound like it, but he went to the best schools. His father gave him however many millions of dollars he blew. I read the deposition last week on here, which is the deposition he did in 2006, which is just, oh my God, that's the craziest shit I've ever listened to in my life.
Do you believe he never really fit in with like the upper lawn? So then he actually like tried, still be like upper lawn, but try to fit in with the lower
upper echelons.
So like he was all like hanging with the rappers and stuff like that.
He didn't hang with the rappers because he thought he fit in with them. He hung with them because he paid for them, and it made him feel like he was something, that he could pay somebody to come and sit with him. It made him cooler. He never liked them. He never thought he fit in with them. He felt like, oh, I can pay you to come get you to do whatever. That makes me more powerful than you. They didn't realize what was happening.
They were gonna make money. But at the same time, do you think, well, I would pay for, so you think people pay for stuff that night and they don't enjoy?
Yes. Just to flex? Oh, yes. And so I think that Donald Trump was able to come in and do what he was able to do because he resonated with the people. And I think you're right. He never fit in with them. So he tried to find a crowd of people that would make him feel better about himself. And that just so happened to be lower income, poverty stricken, working class white people. And he was able to speak to those people who he said he loves his uneducated. So he was able to speak to those people in a way that no one else, because he was talking directly to them. And no one actually talked directly to them before until Donald Trump. But now that you have Trumpism, you got a problem in the GOP. What y'all gonna do over there? Because it's like, you know, they're saying in here in the Hill that the GOP has a problem with the quality of candidates that they have. Because, you know, a lot of the Democrats, they pump money into these wonky candidates because they thought they would be easier to beat. And now people like Mitch McConnell and them, they're a little concerned.
I mean, yeah, they got to deal with it because, like, the United States not built for a third party. So,
well,
a third party really...
So we got third party.
We do, but third party just for, like, you know, take votes from one party to the other. They really never win, like, maybe local.
Like, yeah.
And stuff like that, but it's pretty much for, like...
What about Rand Paul? Isn't he independent? And his father, Ron Paul, he also won.
Yeah, but it's like, it's not really built for it, so it's pretty much like, oh, let's take a vote here, take there. So, I mean, the Republican, I don't think they should break up. I think it's just, you know, this guy get yourself in order.
But and they definitely have a problem on their hands.
Right now, Trump is the party.
Right. And they have a problem on their hand. And they said that they think they probably have a greater likelihood to flip the House than to actually flip the Senate. And this Mitch McConnell just said this. So I guess they're looking at, and you would expect not to hear that, especially since for the longest time, the Democrats were struggling until recently. Joe Biden was struggling in the polls. Recently got a little bit of a bump, but they weren't doing well. So that's why the fact that the Republicans seem to be concerned that they're not going to be able to flip the Senate is weird to me.
I mean, Trump still got a lot of pull. I mean, even in Maryland and like the gauntlet race in Wyoming. I mean, he saying he liked these people and they going out and voting to win. So I mean,
but where Mitch McConnell's mostly concerned is in Pennsylvania, Ohio, and Arizona and Georgia, because all the Republicans are trailing their Democratic opponents in these polls. So
Georgia seems like changing. Pennsylvania.
Big up to Atlanta. Yeah. Atlanta did it.
Everybody from
up all the black people down. Moved to Atlanta.
Because they say it was cheap.
Now. I know, and I don't know people that moved that much, but I think I know at least four people that moved to Atlanta in the last 3 years.
Yeah, see, they said they moved to Atlanta, but they really don't live in Atlanta. They live like
in the outskirts.
County.
But which is probably better because it's cheaper.
I don't know. I heard the price has been going up.
No, I mean, it's cheaper to live in the outskirts than to live in downtown Atlanta.
Oh, yeah. Everybody say you get a big house yeah. is cheap.
Yeah, it's cheaper. But also, do you think Trump is going to go to jail? Like, it seems that treason has come up again, that they are concerned. Newsweek printed an article from Jason Lemon, who pretty much reported that there, of course, there's multiple investigations into his efforts to overturn the 2020 election. Then Mar-a-Lago got searched and he took all those classified documents. And they're now thinking that he may have committed acts of treason.
Truthfully, I think he did treason. I want him to go to jail. Like if he getting information to any country, you are a traitor to United States, to the, you know, your own country. Yeah, he should go to jail. But do I really
think a former sitting president is going to go to jail?
But like,
where would they put him? He gets Secret Service for the rest of his life. What are they going to be in jail with him? They going to be the guards?
But, I mean, this it sounds good, but
we going to pay him while he's in jail.
See, that's the thing. Like, I don't think it can happen. I mean, I don't even know.
There's a lot of logistics that I don't think we've thought through, because we never thought that we would have. Well, we probably had some criminals, but a convicted criminal president.
I mean, depending on what he did. I mean, I think treason actually is like a death. I think it's the death, right?
I don't know if it's
to like the max. I mean, it's depending on what he did. Like, if he getting like some really sneaky, like, I mean, I don't know if he ever found, because like he getting information in Russia, not like Putin. Like, hey, United States, I'm going to touch it. He gave me loosened code to United States. You know what I mean? Mm-hmm. But he did do something like that.
Treason, basically, for those of you that don't know, is a federal crime that consists of acts against the United States government. So even with his involvement in the January 6th insurrection, could be treason alone, not to mention him taking the documents. And last week I said this, what was he doing with them? Why do you take those 15 boxes of documents? You couldn't take 15 boxes of documents out of McDonald's like without getting in trouble. Like, what are you doing with it?
I don't know, maybe his kids, or he got somebody that coming over to the golf course. Mm-hmm. And like, hey, go in this room and get this box. Mm-hmm. I won't be there, but you just leave the money in so-and-so account.
Mm-hmm. And it's not sedition, because some people are saying that, but sedition is a state crime, whereas treason is a federal crime. So I think he could be potentially looking at treason. And I never thought that Merrick Garland would searched Mar-a-Lago or even go down this pathway, even though he said that nobody's above the law. But I didn't think I would see this day.
Now the thing I want to know is, I know the government want to get that paper back, but will we ever know what is it, or they want to say it's a safe a security and then nobody would ever know?
I think that's exactly what's going to, because some of these documents they're saying are so top secret that they cannot tell you what they are that he took.
So if we don't know, and then if you can't go to court about it, it won't just be something that just go away.
But I think that is the concern. That I don't know if it'll be go away, but I think that a lot of people that follow Trump, that's on Trump social, that true social stuff, that believes that he declassified, because now the argument is he declassified these documents, which is not true, because John Kelly, who was the former chief of staff, said Like, it didn't happen. Like, they didn't declassify these documents. He said, nothing approaching an order that foolish was ever given. And I can't imagine anyone that worked at the White House after me that would have simply shrugged their shoulders and allowed that order to go forward without dying in the ditch trying to stop it. These are his people.
But like you said, like me say, Sean is a different type. I don't know. He got the most loyal base. Like, they follow Sean to...
It's a cult.
To whoever. So, like, I mean, you got people... The FBI gotta get security for themselves. You know what I mean?
Now y'all party of law and order. Now you talking about defund the FBI.
So, like,
And y'all killing cops. Like, that's the Republican Party.
I don't even say that the Republican Party. I feel like that's the Trump Party right there.
But they are registered Republicans. And Marjorie Taylor Greene just told her people out loud to vote twice. After Florida, DeSantis has this whole election fraud police that he has. And the craziest part about it, they found 20 people that must have voted twice or something, some irregularities. And I'm like, 20 people with all the... You wasted all this millions and millions of dollars.
Not that money. I mean, is it?
Florida is sinking into the ocean, and maybe it should just branch off and just become a new island by itself. But it is sinking into the, because everything crazy happened in Florida, or the motherfucker is from Florida. I don't know if you've noticed that, but it's kind of like a pattern.
Nice weather, man. I don't know.
But it's starting to sink into the ocean. Like, y'all could stop it from sinking to the ocean with that money, but no, he out there. You know what them police officers is probably doing? Them election police. That's probably the best job ever.
So, what? Actually, I was going to ask you something. So, what is an election police officer? Because
they are supposed to investigate election irregularities.
So, this is like a full-time or this?
It's a full-time job.
Okay, I didn't know this was like something like every 4 years that like we looking for some police officer.
Because you have to realize that you don't just vote every 4 years. So you have some, you know, positions every 2 years. So then it's just, but you know, those investigations can take years to find if somebody, the ballots were. So it's supposedly a full-time job.
That sounds like a blue collar. I mean,
this sounds like the best job.
That sounds kind of like a lot of paperwork.
Sound like the best job. Like, you probably don't do shit most days.
Yeah.
And then he picked these people. DeSantis handpicked the officers.
But you know, you gotta please your people too.
So I'm like, I don't know about that. I don't know about that. I'm good. I don't think I believe that shit. So Los Angeles had a bunch of people who ransacked the 7-Eleven. And this is something that keeps happening. These flash mobs of people who decide that they want to all engage in criminal activities at once. Very similar to... Well, not. It's not similar. Let me not compare the two. But what do you think should happen with these people? Like, this we've seen this happen in malls. We've seen this, you know, happen different places. Like, what should happen? How do we handle this? Because if you have everybody decides that they want to break into something, there's no way to stop it.
Yeah, you're right. I mean, even with cameras, I mean...
They on camera.
They need more law enforcement, law and order.
And this is not about race, because these people, white, black, Hispanic, it was just like people saw an opportunity and they ransacked the 7-Eleven. And I'm trying to figure out what the fuck is in the 7-Eleven. Like, of all the stores y'all could have ransacked, Tiffany. And this is not a playbook. This is just me saying this. But like, y'all could have went to Tiffany's or Louis Vuitton.
I think that happened like a year or two ago.
But that makes sense to me. Fucking 7-Eleven. What are y'all stealing? Funyuns? Like, the fuck? You going to jail for Funyuns?
I mean, I heard they sold like lie tickets, cigarettes, and stuff like that. I mean, I wouldn't I mean, me personally, I don't think you should take liar ticket because I think they
you can... You mean like scratch offs?
Yeah, scratch off because I think they can trace them back if you win. So you might not want to cash them.
But that's just, I won.
That's just my thing because, you know, they got
that's
a number
a good
on
point.
It.
I wasn't thinking about that, but that is a
because
really good point.
Some people got caught, I heard, before with that.
Okay, gotcha.
So you know they send it every time you buy one.
Right.
So if they all come up missing, then you win.
So then it's useless.
Yeah, so I mean, you just probably sitting there all day trashing this. Oh, I lost. Ooh, I won 10 grand. Let me go cash this. Person like, hold up. You got to go to this place. Got the cops waiting there for you, locking you up. But, I mean, cigarettes.
No one smokes cigarettes anymore.
Most
people don't smoke cigarettes anymore. Like, I think cigarettes is on its way out. It's that's so 20th century.
Cigarettes on the way out. Cigarettes been around.
Yeah, cannabis is in, cigarettes are out.
Cigarettes been around since
forever. And forever. Cannabis is in, cigarettes are out. Which, you know what I found really funny? That this new generation is the one that's not smoking. Okay. But do you know that they don't realize, because somebody showed a picture of the guy who took the, I forgot how many shots he took. He took a ton of like tequila shots. And he passed out. Like, he ended up in the hospital. He had to go out on a stretcher. And they were like, alcohol can't do that to you. That's not real. Alcohol. I was like, are y'all dumb? Like, yeah, alcohol is poisoning. It's poison. You shouldn't have it. So if you drink too much of it, if you drink too much of anything, if you eat too much of anything, you can get sick. You can drink too much water and die. Like, I don't know why people don't understand. Stupid.
You know, people like push their body to a limit. Like, see how messed up I can get.
And he did. And he ended up in the hospital with alcohol poisoning.
That's like they got those chambers and stuff where you could just smoke and all that smoke come in. I don't know if they have to do something to you.
If you drink too much alcohol, it won't kill you fast, but it's definitely killing you slow. It's a bunch of people that I know that got pancreatic cancer, liver cancer, and cirrhosis of the liver. Because they drink so much. So, yeah.
But, I mean, it's probably not that much. But, I mean, it do mess up the sores and stuff. Like, you know, they taking chips and...
But you know what else I think is overly consumed? The fucking Keeping Up with the Kardashians. I don't even know why people watch that show. I don't know. You popular today. He got messages. But the Kardashians, and one of the things that I actually was reading through, and I don't know why, I knew this, but for some reason I didn't know it, that The Game dated Kim Kardashian at some point.
Which one?
The Game.
Oh, you said Kim.
Yeah, Kim.
You know, at one point she was...
Kim Kardashian and West.
Yeah, a nice amount of people. Oh, her name's still West?
Yes. They're still married, technically.
You know, Ashy, I ain't gonna lie.
Oh, are they divorced? They might be divorced. I don't know.
I'm kind of hoping they get back together a little bit. Why? I got like a little... I don't know. I think they belong to each other. Like, they've been together that long. It kind of like cheering for Kanye. Like, get back together.
That's because you're a Republican. I don't give two shits about that.
I mean... I
really don't give a fuck. Like, I'm just... I don't have a fuck to give, and I don't give a fuck.
That could be true love.
And somebody wrote this, that they said The Game was once in love. I think this was in Hip Hop DX. It says damn near in love with Kim Kardashian. Even though technically when I read this, he doesn't say that at all. Like, he never said that.
Do you think Game just trying to get some attention?
I do. I think him and Kevin Gates. You know who Kevin Gates is? The rapper?
Yeah, no one got...
Like a Native American thing going on in his hair.
I think he like Muslim or something.
Yeah, he got like feathers or something in his hair. So he has like this very Native American, African, type of hairstyle right now. But I think he's the same way because he says a bunch of shit. Like, you know, you heard him talking about he likes to have sex with girls with acne because their sex is better. And, like, he's very strange. Like, a lot of the stuff that he says is just, like, why would you say that?
I mean, He probably got pee like.
He said he would drink Beyonce's bath water. Like, he just random. And I feel like the game is the same way. I do. I feel like he needs attention. And so the one way to get attention is to talk about the Kardashians because people have an interest in them.
He was just talking about Eminem.
I don't even know. What did he say about Eminem?
He got this new album coming out that
no one wants.
Yeah. You know, he like one of those, I don't know what you call. He not like an A-list rapper, but he probably more like a, I don't know, CD. Like, he was hot for a moment. Mm-hmm. But he kind of like, he was just hot at that moment. And I think he just trying to like come
stay
back.
Stay in the spotlight.
Yeah.
I get you.
Like,
I
got he trying you. To do, like, you know how like Nas because actually came out with one and people saw listen to it. I think Game, this is dumb.
Well, Nas is a different.
I mean, no. They're I'm not putting even on the same level. I'm not like, putting on the same. Yeah, no, I wouldn't do that.
Yeah,
but he just doing it.
Nas is a legend. Like, the fuck you.
He just
doing
that to get attention. Like, even Eminem. Like, I'm like, he kind of pushing, but I guess he's like, oh, let me try to attack Eminem.
Didn't he threaten his life or something?
Cool.
The game. I don't know. Anyway, I think also another like legend is Snoop Dogg. Snoop Dogg is definitely a legend, but he bought Death Row, right? And he's been giving out these chains, these Death Row. Because remember, at one point, them Death Row chains meant something. It's like, oh, he got a Death Row chain. He bought a Death Row. Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Now, I just feel like it's red hot. It's like, he keep putting that shit on everything. And it's like, do it even mean the same? Like, he gave one to Stephen Curry. I was like, Steph Curry on Death Row? Like, he look like he sing Jesus prayers. Like, it's just not, it's not giving.
I mean, yeah, you meant it like. That was a thing back in the 2000s. You know, when you signed to like a group or something, they'd give you like a Rockefeller or, you know, Death Row chain. You know, it was like a club pretty much. Like, you know, I got Death Row chain. Part, but I mean, Death Row was like, after like Tupac died, it was like.
True.
Yeah, it's kind of like
went away. Wasn't it? They were still there, but I think it didn't hit quite as much. And then he gave one to Jamie Foxx. Like, it's not making sense. I was like, why are you giving these chains out to people? Just, you know, I think he gave one to like Peyton Manning, and they didn't. Eli Manning, they didn't even know what to do with it. Like, what is this? Like, they like his big head don't even know what to do with this. Like, why would you get it to him? Like, come on now.
I guess he tried. Change the image of Death Row.
To what? The Live Strong bracelets? Like, I'm not understanding what's the point. Mm-hmm. I'm not getting it.
So they still come out with music? Like,
I mean, he owns it, so I'm assuming yes. It was owned by Toys R Us until he bought it from Toys R Us. Isn't that a son of a bitch?
Toys R Us owned Death
Row. Yeah, they did. Toys R Us owned
business, huh?
Death Row for a while. Oh, was it Mattel? It was like a toy company owned Death Row. Yeah. And then they sold it to Snoop Dogg. So there's that.
How much you pay for that?
I don't know. You can look it up, though. A couple million, I guess. It wasn't much compared to the history of Death Row. And he got a lot of the masters to the songs when he bought it. So, we'll see what he does.
Pop song?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. So, he's going to make money off of that stuff. So, we'll see what he does with it. But it must not have been that profitable because otherwise they would have kept it and they didn't. So, and they may not have known what to do with it. Like, it was a toy company, so I was like, what do we do with this shit? I don't know.
Rappers, cartoon.
That's what I thought they was going to do with it, but they didn't, so it is what it is. And R. Kelly is back in the news again. It seems like he's been in the news forever. This time it's for child pornography. But we've known this since that tape came out, because I remember. I was young when it came out, because apparently the girl, Jane Doe, in the tape is 37, so I was very young when this came out. So when this came out, I didn't see the tape, I didn't watch the tape, but I heard people, like, that my mother, they were talking about it, and they saw it, and, I've like, people were trying to...
I mean,
you was a kid!
y'all know old. It doesn't matter. They had CDs and they was actually selling it. I think they were like $5, $10.
The issue is that people was going around and try to see this tape, and it was child pornography. It wasn't porn, just regular porn. It was child pornography. This was a crime. This was bad. And people were going out of their way in order to get it.
They even had, South Park had a show one time for when, you know, everybody said somebody got pee on. And I don't
yeah,
know.
Yeah, Dave Chappelle had a skit, I'm a pee on you.
Yeah, South Park.
Saturday Night Live.
The cartoon. Yeah. So, I mean, I'm not trying to, I mean, I didn't.
You didn't realize what it was. A kid. Okay.
But a lot of people were talking about it.
But the girl, remember back then when they tried to get her to testify, R. Kelly and them had given them money and they were out of the country, so she wasn't able to testify. And then when they did ask her if it was her, she said it wasn't. Come to find out, she actually did testify in this trial for the very first time ever. And how many years has that been? 20-some years? 25 years. She finally came forth and she testified and she was under oath and she admitted that not only did she lie back when they asked her, because this tape was made, I think, in the 90s, she lied when they asked her, but she also came out and said that he was engaged in sexual activity with her from the time he started inappropriately touching her at 12. Penetration started at 13, and she had had sex with him multiple times before she was 18. And now he's being charged for these things, these explicit videos, and they're saying that there are multiple minors in these. They're saying 5 minors in 4 different videos that he recorded in the 90s. So his charges would include producing and receiving child pornography, enticing minors to engage in criminal sexual activity, and obstruction charges. So I hope they put him under the jail. I know a lot of people saying he's a black man and this is all fake for the news. And I was like, the fuck is we doing? Like, we've known about this with R. Kelly forever.
I mean, yeah. I mean, they had Tate talking about he was driving a Ford Explorer or a Jeep or something, sitting outside.
High schools and stuff. Multiple people have seen him outside of high schools in poor neighborhoods. There's no reason for him to be there except for if he is, you know, trying to solicit minors. There is no excuse for this. Even in the world that we live in, and yes, there are people that get caught up in the system. R. Kelly appears to be, in my opinion, it's my opinion, allegedly, whatever I need to say legally, he appears to be guilty. There's no reason to excuse this behavior. And I think we have a very hard time disconnecting. People are like, oh, but what about Harvey Weinstein? Harvey Weinstein in jail for 23 years. Okay. Y'all was talking about, oh, he don't have no videos of Jeffrey Epstein. It was a whole documentary came out. None of y'all watched it. I don't understand it. We cannot sit here and defend a child abuser. I'm not doing it. He belongs under the jail. Like, too bad, too sad. Like, we can't defend R. Kelly at the price of black girls. I'm sorry.
Yeah, I think R. Kelly definitely need to be in jail.
Under the jail. Throw him under the jail and lock away the key. Like, he got prop. Like, when he said he drank out of the cup his mother had, he turned it around so they had the lipstick touch it. It was just, he got some issues. Like, and I hope he's able to get that help in jail.
Or some of the people in jail might can help him.
Whatever the case may be, he needs to be where he is. I don't think he's changing anytime soon. But one of the things that I know that you wanted to talk about is I was watching, I don't know what podcast it was now. I never remember what podcast. I watch a bunch of podcasts and I never know which ones. But it was a woman. This person was on a podcast and she was talking about having, for men in relationships, she was saying, need to have sex more because it will make them not cheat on you because of the oxytocin that men get. She said it's like 400 times more oxytocin than women get during intercourse, and that makes a closer bond to you and they will love you more. And so that's why you should have sex more with men, because of that. And I know that we don't agree on this issue at all. I do not agree that that is in fact true. But what say you?
With me? I mean, do got some truth. Like, if you having sex with somebody, like, on a random, like, how you not love the person? Like, especially as a guy, like, I don't know, like, this with me in general, like, once you have it, feel like you got, like, a connection. You know what I mean? Like, you feel like y'all, like, meant to be together. Like, you happy. You know what I mean? Like, you can go from a sad day to a happy day, and it's a matter of just that. You know what I mean? So, like, I don't know how you can say I really hate this person. You know what I mean?
Okay. So, I don't agree. Because, one, we hear the theory all the time that men, or people in general, are not meant to be monogamous, and that men are not meant to be monogamous. So one of two things cannot be true. Either you're meant to be monogamous, or you're not. And I was like, science has conflicted, because I've seen stories that say that too. So that doesn't make any sense. And then I will also say that it's temporary. So your hormones go up and down. And that's basically what that is. So when you have this, the hormones in your body and the chemicals in your body, they go up and down. So it's temporary. So you would basically have this feeling probably in a rush right afterwards. And then it subsides. I think that when you're looking at a lot of the studies, what you see is cause and effect. So when they look at these short-term studies, like the one in Psychology Today, they saw that people that were in a committed relationship for 6 months had higher levels of oxytocin, higher than people who had just broken up. Now, you're going to be happier if you're in a relationship than if you just broke up, more than likely. So it's sort of cause and effect. And what they also, when I read another article, what I saw, or study rather, a research study, was that it is temporary, because they said that there's a limit. The more sex, it says once a week. They said anything more than once a week doesn't change the way people felt about in a relationship. It didn't matter. It didn't make any difference at all.
I mean,
so no. Then it was like, okay.
So, like, you know how, like, some guys, right? Like, if you in a relationship, and you just had sex with your wife.
But it's temporary.
Okay. Your mind not even focused on anybody else at that
time. But that's what they're saying, that you're less likely.
You're broken up like, damn, I can't wait till I get back home. Like, you know what I mean?
But you're less likely. It doesn't mean that you won't. It is not a catch-all. Because if you're in a relationship and a person absolutely drives you crazy, you mean to tell me you couldn't have sex with somebody that drove you crazy?
No.
I don't believe that for 1 minute. Not for 1 minute.
No.
That is a lie.
And definitely now I'll be on the run.
That is a lie. It is a lie. Because all you hear men all day say that, oh my God, my wife is nagging me. Oh my God, they asked me to do this. And she drives me crazy. Like, it is a lie. You can have sex with somebody that drives you crazy. You can have sex with somebody that you have difference of opinions with.
So can you?
Well, first of all, this is about men and not women, because in women, they're saying they're different. So, but yeah, I will say that I think anybody can have sex with anybody that they don't agree with. Abso-fucking-lutely.
But you're talking about feeling and loving the person.
But I think you're also conflating the two. Love and sex are different. They are not the same, because you can love someone that you don't have sex with.
So we're not talking about some random hookup, one night stand, like.
But a random hookup would still mean that if you have sex with the person, you would automatically fall in love with them and build this bond. So you one night stand shouldn't exist.
No, because sometimes you can have it and y'all just don't meet up anymore. Don't see.
But that's what I'm saying. But that would mean you still are in love. Like, you're like, oh man, I miss that person.
I mean, so you got some people that actually do. Like, yeah, you meant that one. I don't even remember her name, but.
But is it love, or is it the feeling of the feeling of sex and what that felt like. Not necessarily that I love this person, because that is not the same. You can love somebody you've never had sex with, and you can not love somebody that you've had sex with. Like, oh, I can't stand this person, but the sex was amazing.
Like, I mean, yeah, but you got some people like...
Exactly.
No,
people have sex with their wife at least once a week, which they said that's really all you need in order to get this oxytocin going. And still, you can still cheat. Because the more that you had sex in this study, they was like, it didn't stop that. It didn't make you love your spouse more. And Carol Church, who is the lead writer of Smart Couples Department of Family, Youth, and Community Sciences in the University of Florida, is the one that did the study for Double the Sex, Double the Happiness, to see that actually in this very large study, the frequency of sex did not necessarily change the more you had sex in a week.
All right.
You ain't think I had my resources.
Check this out. Did you ever see somebody who had sex when a woman was mad after they had sex?
I've never asked, so I don't know. I can't answer that.
Do you ever see any dude or her, any dude, or one of your friends said it, like, they get done like...
See somebody is happy, I'm supposed to say, but you just had sex?
Actually, I said it. I seen a guy smile today, yesterday. He smiled and everything. And like, he like, damn, like, it's a good day, huh? And he like, yeah, man, I cut this girl out and I got some tonight. And he was happy. He had like this big smile. Tonight?
You mean last
night? I mean, yeah, last night. He had a big smile and work. And I'm like, dang.
But it had just happened.
But he had a smile like that.
Did he have a smile on his face today?
But I mean, he had one that morning.
Goal is that if having sex makes you happier, you should always be happy. So did you have sex today, and how did his face look?
He didn't have none. At least I don't think. But he did tell me he is taking her back out on a date this weekend, so I don't know. But I feel like, truthfully, I think the world, more sex, more happy people.
But I don't think it stops people from cheating. I do not believe that at all. I think you can have sex with your wife and then turn around and go have sex with someone else. That is just me. I've seen it happen.
What do you mean, like the same day?
I've had that happen to me, yeah. Yeah. I wasn't married, but I've had it happen to me.
But I know that I never out my 36 years, never seen a guy that just had sex.
And I actually was on the other side of that, where somebody else had just had sex and I was the side chick and I had that. See, so I've seen it.
I'm just saying, I never seen nobody that wasn't happy.
Which, I'm not a side chick material. I'm a Monday through Friday kind of girl.
Like, you even seen relationship where people all them fighting and after they get done, they happy. So, I mean...
They're not happy, though. And then there's a cause and effect correlation. So, if you... And I think this is the part that people aren't paying attention to. The less sex you have, you're probably not having sex because you're not happy. So, the happiness is... The sex is going away because you're already not happy. So if you are in a relationship where it's a healthy, happy relationship, you're probably going to have sex more because you're healthy and happy. If you are not healthy and happy, then you're probably going to have sex less. So it's cause and effect. It's not just like if that was the case, if you just took oxytocin, which you can, they've actually done that in the study as well. They sprayed oxytocin in men who were recently dating. And they noticed that they were, you know, happier and supposedly more attached to their spouse.
Actually, it's like the same as like somebody who was on drugs or got high.
Yeah.
I mean, so sex is a drug.
It's not a drug, but
you can be addicted to sex.
They say you can. They say you can, so I mean.
So I can spray something that had me get the same feeling?
It basically elevates your mood, but it also, in women, it can strengthen labor contractions, and it can control bleeding after childbirth as well. Oxytocin is a hormone, so it does multiple things.
They say it's like a, like, it's like spray.
There is spray available of oxytocin, or you can take oxytocin, but it doesn't make you, they've done the correlation, it doesn't make you necessarily happier, if that makes any sense.
It's not like the, it, like, eat happy without actually doing the work.
Right. So, I mean, there's a lot, exercise also does it, but no one wants to exercise. So I'm like, hey, if you had literally, seriously, it releases those, I don't know, the dog is barking. It releases those happy hormones.
I mean, I was happy one time running. I was tired, though, but I was happy.
And then another thing that people, I hate to cut you off, that people don't do either, is that there are other things that also release oxytocin that aren't sex, like exercise, hugging, kissing, cuddling, all can release oxytocin.
So what do the... So is somebody like cheating or something? Is that like somebody that's like, hey, I'm going to cut this off? Because like, is it...
You going to cut it off? What?
Like is that good in a relationship like when somebody said, not cut it off, like, I'm not going to hug, kiss, or touch you type of stuff. Is that bad for a relationship, they saying?
It doesn't say that. No, they're saying that people who are in a relationship for 6 months, you know, new relationships. See, that's another thing. They didn't look at long-term relationships. People that have been in there for 2 decades, 3 decades. Because one of the things that they have noticed is that women are less happy as relationships go on. Men get more happy. Women get less happy. Now, I learned this when I was in undergrad, and it has not changed since the many millennia that I was in school. It is still the same. And that is because women take on the burden of the household, and they tend to carry all of this weight, whereas men mostly deal with finances, and as you get older, financial issues usually start to kind of subside. Because your kids get out the house, you know, they become adults. You usually worked a long enough time that you have a little savings, a little money in the bank. Your house is close to being paid off. So you get to a point where you're more comfortable. You don't spend quite as much because you don't care about the clothes and the shoes. And so you start to even out. So men get happier because the burden of what they have to deal with goes down. Women still have to deal with all of the same amounts of stress and burden, and they've usually given up more. So they usually had to call off work, take care of the kids, or whatever. So that's why women are less happy. Men are less happy in the beginning of relationships. Women are less happy in the end.
I guess you pick your shoes, huh?
I suppose, but I don't agree with that. I think it's a cause and effect.
I hate my queen.
Okay. Thank you so much for listening to another episode. We're gonna end it. You don't have anything, right? Like, you're done.
I just want to say,
okay,
be great, all my kings out there, all my queens out there. Be beautiful. Be blessed. Peace.
That doesn't even sound natural coming out of your mouth, but we're going to leave on that. Thank you for tuning in to Millennials Anonymous podcast. You can check out Millennials Anonymous. You can go to the website at millennialswithaz.us. So just www.millennials.us to check out the website and see what we got going on. There's a couple of different affiliates on there. So DTLR Villa has a back to school special. I don't know when that ends, so you would have to go look on the website. We also have Ballsy on there. So if you want to get a 15% off of your order, make sure you go and you get the code, which is Ball Map, I believe. Yeah. And then audiobooks. Now, I think it is, and I think you get a free month or something like that, like a 30 days subscription for free. So make sure you go on millennials.us and check that out or whatever. So or not, you know, whatever floats your boat. And I feel like I'm missing something. I am, but I don't know what that is. And one day I will tell you guys exactly what I'm doing, but I can't yet. But I will tell you what is happening and what's going on. And then we're probably going to have a couple of guests coming up. I'm going to be talking to an author. In September at some point. It's written on the calendar. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't know who it is. But yeah, I'll be talking to them. And just stay tuned to see what's coming up. Okay? Stay safe. Bye.